I'm Josh.
I'm Caramel Sean.
I'm Dan.
I'm Vanilla Sean.
Of Nova Lantern.
And you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Changing rock history, one podcast at a time. My name is Lou Lombardi, guys. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We have Nova Lantern in the studio with us today. We're going to be rocking out to their latest EP. We're going to play the track Iggy in a little bit. Great rock band from Brooklyn. They've done it, but in Brooklyn. And a bunch of good guys. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So as you can see, they're partying already. So we'll go ahead, guys. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. The website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please, guys, when you see those podcasts out here, you see bands like Nova Lantern and Asha Piper and Silk Nine and the different bands we've had on here. You guys want to share those podcasts. If you like the band, you like the music, you're having a fun time on the podcast, please, guys, when you're out there and you see it out there on social media, share it around, because if you like these bands, then chances are the people that you're hanging out with, your friends, are probably going to like them just as well. And this helps get the word out, because that's what it's all about, is promoting great freaking music, so you guys aren't sitting around going, there's no good music, I can't hear it. Yes, you can. All right, so start sharing the podcast, guys. I really appreciate it. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. If you'd like some behind-the-scenes stuff, want to know a little bit more about how great rock happens, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. You can party with me in my inner circle. You get access to a lot of exclusive things. Stuff that you can't get anywhere else, so you definitely check that out, LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. Okay, so guys, I was telling you about this great band at the beginning of the podcast, Nova Lantern. They make heavy, melodic rock music with strong, coherent lyrical content. The band combines the best elements of classic rock 90s and 2000s alternative. Even got like a contemporary modern metal sound sort of brought in there too. It's just great guitar-driven rock. Like we absolutely love here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So, guys, I want to give a big welcome to Nova Lantern. The whole band is here, guys. Thank you for coming in.
Hey.
Happy to be here.
All right, guys. So, okay, why don't we go around the room and everybody say your name and what it is that you do in the band.
Okay, I'm Josh. I play drums.
Hey, Sean here. Play guitar.
Hey, I'm Dan. I sing and I play the bass.
Another Sean playing another guitar.
Cool. Okay, do we get everybody? We got them all. Okay, we got Daniel, Sean, Joshua, and Daniel. And Daniel and Sean. Excuse me. Let me say it again. Daniel, Sean, Joshua, and Sean. We got two Seans.
Yep.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, guys. So the Salant brothers, Sean and Josh, are you guys how did the band start? Did you guys put the band together? You guys start it?
No.
No?
We're the add-ons. We're actually the add-ons. It was actually Dan and the other Sean, which we'll just say his name is Vanilla. We have a Vanilla Sean and a Caramel Sean. So it was Dan and Vanilla that put the band together. And we joined later.
Yeah, so I guess the way to put this together is there is another brother mix that kind of came in that's part of this. So this is Dan, and me and my brother had a couple of bands together, and Vanilla Sean was in both of them, and so when those projects came to an end, we started putting together a new project, and which is Nova Lantern. And when we were searching out bandmates, I remember going, "What about Josh?" Because we were looking for a drummer at the time, and Vanilla Sean goes, "Yeah, definitely. Let's talk to Josh." And Josh was great. And so Josh is a studio engineer, and his studio is in the basement of his house, right? And so, where Caramel Sean also lived at the time, and so Sean, Caramel Sean, started hearing what we were doing, and we knew him as an incredibly talented guitar player, and so we were like, can we get him in the band? And he was like, yeah, let's do the band. And so we were lucky to get both of these guys in the same room together for 100 million reasons. not least of all, they're some of the nicest, most positive human beings I've ever met in my life.
And we're thank lucky to play with you guys.
Yeah. Aww. Love fest.
It's all love fest here.
Okay, please, no making out on the show. I do appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay, guys, so why don't we go around a little bit and just give us, guys, a sort of like Reader's Digest version of how you got into music and why you just love music so much. So let's start with Daniel. Go ahead. Daniel's a lead vocalist, and he holds down the low end on the bass guitar.
Yeah. All right. So I grew up in an absurdly musical household. So as I said, I have one brother who plays the drums, but what's not is that I have another brother who also plays a bunch older than me, and another brother who was a singer and a songwriter and a guitar player. So I grew up around, and they were playing in metal bands in the late 80s, early 90s, down in Brooklyn, and so I was hearing all this loud rock the whole time. By the time I was 13, I had to pick up, it was time for me to pick up an instrument. My brother Tommy, who was the guitar player and singer, he said, all right, so we need a bass player and a drummer. He assigned me the bass, and the singing kind of, it was always in the background of my personality, and the songwriting a little bit too. But my brothers were also connected to like the Brooklyn kind of gothic heavy metal scene. So guys from Typo Negative and Life of Agony were literally hanging out in my living room from when I was a little kid.
Oh, cool.
I remember Kenny Hickey from Typo building Lego castles on my coffee table. What made music into something that I do is my brother Tommy passed away in 2003, teaching me and my brother how to play music. It was kind of a really devastating loss.
I can imagine. It's terrible. Sorry about that.
Hey, you know, it brought me and my brother Matt where we were. We were playing, but I don't think it ever would have taken on the role, risen to the level of a passion without that kind of sadness and that kind of grief that really brings brings music right up into the forefront. You need to express yourself, and that expression was what turned me into a musician.
Okay. Okay. So let's move the story down to Sean. I'm not sure if this is Caramel Sean or Vanilla Sean. Let's say Rhythm Guitar Sean.
That's me, Vanilla.
Vanilla Sean. Go ahead, Sean. Vanilla Sean, everybody.
Yeah, I'm the khaki flavored. I started to get into music really just, I had an older sister who would blast K-Rock at the time and different CDs of hers that I would be stealing, and I really stuck on to like the heavy guitar stuff, and you know, much to my father's delight, about a week or two after he finally gave up and threw up an acoustic guitar that we had in the house, I asked if I could play guitar. So eventually he got me one from a garage sale. It was a 5-star brand. I don't know if that's the same company that makes the notebooks, but I still have it just for sentimental purposes, but it's awful. I started to play around with it. I started to learn just reading tablature online and, you know, just trying to play as much Metallica, which doesn't sound the best on a $5 acoustic guitar. But eventually started getting into electric. My father even created an amplifier for me out of some old radio equipment he had laying around the house.
Wow, cool.
And I just kept on going with it, and I just basically kept on trying to sound as close as I could to Metallica at the time. And
so we're to say that you were heavily influenced by Metallica. That's one
of your little
bit, yeah. Gotcha. Just a bit. Yeah. You only follow them around when they're in town.
And when I was about 20, maybe a little younger, I was introduced to Dan and his brother. I showed up in their basement with my Warlock guitar, and Dan's brother had a Blink-182 t-shirt. I knew this is the last time I'm ever seeing these guys, ever. And we jammed out a bunch of stuff, and every so often, and then we wrote some originals, and then eventually later on it led to the two originals bands that Dan was mentioning earlier, which we had, you know, pretty decent success with, and after they fell kind of disbanded, Dan and I wanted to pick it up and keep going because we were pretty good songwriting duo. So yeah, that's the start of this band. Dan, literally, it was just Dan and I playing, writing stuff, not knowing who's going to play bass, not knowing who's going to play drums, who's even going to sing at the time. But eventually, we filled all that out.
Caramel Sean.
Yeah.
The Shredder. Shredder Sean.
Thanks, man. I agree
with so let's what's your deal, man? Tell us the story.
I think me and Josh, our father got us involved with music early on. You know, we're listening to old LPs like B-52s and Michael Jackson and all different kinds of music like that. And I think the turning point for me was listening to like Van Halen 1, you know, just putting on that LP and just being blown away by like, all the amazing licks. And the tone too, you know, I try to emulate his tone a lot. I got PV-5150, I play Wolfgang, you know, I'm doing a lot of the Van Halen stuff, you know. But I started getting into Hendrix too. I got into like a lot of the old players. I started moving into thrash metal in high school and moved into like Symphony X and different kinds of shredders like that, Rusty Cooley, Steve Vai, all the greats, you know, and just try to learn and emulate all those guys and try to make my own sound come out, you know. And then I went to college for music and I studied, you know, Beethoven and all the classical, you know, neoclassical guys too, and just try to learn the, you know, harmonic language and I got a VA in music, and I'm just like from there just playing and jamming with these guys and having a blast.
So,
you know?
So Caramel's the one who tells us what key we're in.
Yeah, exactly. Tell what it's in. By the way,
I play guitar here, so I know we're in key blue.
All right. The animal back there, the behind the drum set, Josh. Animal eat drums.
Animal.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that because a lot of people, as soon as they see me on stage, are like, "Dude, you're just like Animal. Everything." I'm like, "Well, if I was only half as cool as him,
you're way cooler." So you grew up with your brother. Guys are both, you know, heavy music. What made you gravitate towards the drums?
Well, you know, actually, it was pure necessity, to be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
I'm originally a bass player, and I still play, you know, once in a while. I guess I'm more formally trained on bass, but, you know, drummers are so unreliable, man.
Same.
They're never around. They're never around. So basically, you know, we had a little drum set up in the practice space, and I started playing it and started keeping simple beats and playing some thrash metal, you know, in the early 2000s, and you know what? I just kind of fell in love with it, and that's my main job today. I just play drums.
Awesome. No, that's not your job. You're also a studio engineer.
Man, hit drums. Now I'm a recording studio owner, and it basically consumes my whole life when I'm not playing out and stuff. But drums are it for me. I just find a very organic connection to it that I can't explain.
Go ahead. Somebody want to chime in? Go ahead.
That Josh is one of the best bass players I know.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, a great story is that early on when I was in one of the first couple of bands I was in, my band had played a show with Josh, and I remember Josh asking me if he could borrow my bass amp. And
typical bass player move,
right? And Josh is a bit younger than me, and you know, I of course I was like, yeah, sure. When this guy started playing, I was like, oh man, he's making my bass amp sound better than I can. And then of course I heard Caramel Sean play, and I was like, these guys, man, like, where'd they get their training? Holy hell!
Who knows?
Yeah, right. Man, it's obviously in the genes. You grew up in a musical family, so. Let's go ahead and rock out a track, and then we're going to come back and talk about the new record and what do you have coming up. So we're going to play the song Iggy, and we'll talk about what Iggy is and everything when we come back. But guys, check this out. This is Iggy, Nova Lantern on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Rock and roll.
Rock.
There's no poetry in poverty. Despite what you've heard, every syllable spells tragedy. In every word, everybody's got their story. I can't.
Okay, Iggy. What's an Iggy? What's the song about?
All right. Do you want to hear about the name, or you want to hear about what's in the song?
Let's start about the name, and then tell us what's in the song.
All right. It was weird. So while we were still auditioning singers, before I had decided that singers were as unreliable as drummers, other than we had auditioned this guy John, who could only play on Thursdays. He kept saying Thursday, Thursday, Thursday. I mean, he was an interesting dude.
Thursday John.
So
let's call him John.
Let's call him John Thursday, right? John Thursday. So John Thursday hears the instrumental of this tune, and he goes, "Oh man, that sounds like a weird kind of Iggy Pop tune or something like that." And I did not get the similarity, but whatever. So the song then became Iggy because Thursday John decided it sounded like an Iggy Pop tune.
We're also very easy to come up with a working title. The first joke someone made. All right, that's the working title.
But this one, actually, the working title just stuck and bears little, if any, resemblance to the content. So, I don't know. Do you want to know about what's in the tune?
Sure, we're talking about it. We're giving them everything, so give it to us.
All right, so Iggy is, or the lyrics in Iggy, the hook, "In a Pauper's Grave," comes from the Irish-American author Malachy McCourt. I'm a big reader. The other thing that everyone may not know about me is I have a PhD. I mean, like, I'm a weird dude.
What? Well, wait a minute. Stop. Wait a minute. You're okay. A singer and a bass player in a rock band. Like a rock band. Not like, you know, you're not like there. You're not like singing like folky, you know, stuff. You're like, you know, and you have a PhD frickin' D. What's your PhD in?
My PhD is in sociology.
I study
higher education and schooling and things like this. When I first came in, I was actually thinking about doing a project or doing my research on working musicians playing in the rock and roll world. Because I have enough friends who are like really in it, like the guys from Typo and Life of Agony, who I can still get in touch with through my older brother Sean. So it was like an idea that I had and that I still have. But school was like the other thing that was going on in my life. So part of the reason that this band took as much time as it get going was because I was finishing a 400-page dissertation.
Oh Lord! Whoa. Wow. Wow, PhD, rock singer, genius, bass player. My God. So when are you going to leave these other losers behind and go out and make the big time, huh? It's a joke. You guys, no, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, that's why he's Dr. Dan. You know, he's a fearless leader.
Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan.
Did we finish the story of Iggy yet? I'm sorry. We digressed.
All right. So anyway. I listen to Malachy McCourt all the time on a radio show, and I heard him use this line when he was describing where his mother was buried. He said, you know, buried faceless, you know, buried nameless in a pauper's grave. And I was like, wow, what a phrase.
Yeah.
And that turned into the main hook, and then the whole song really is about the risks that you take and feeling like it's actually kind of it's related to the PhD thing. It's about feeling like it's about imposter syndrome. It's about feeling like you're eventually going to get found out. Hmm. And that no matter what you thought you were going to do, you're still going to die faceless and nameless in a pauper's grave somewhere. So that's really what the...
So it's a happy song.
Very happy song.
I read happy stuff.
You guys are you guys are such fun. And then, like, it's this dark thing. Thanks, Dr. Dan. You just brought everybody down here. I don't think I've had this much fun interviewing a band in probably, I don't know, like forever. You guys are a lot of fun. So what is the next, the record's out. What is the next 6 to 12 months look like for Nova Lantern? What do you guys have coming up?
Well, I think moving forward, every song should start with Dan saying, "Hi, everybody."
Okay. All right. Seriously, what is the next 6 to 12 months look like for Nova Lantern? What do you guys have coming up?
We have two shows with a possible third coming up. We are we're playing all over. We're going from North Brooklyn to
slightly less north
Brooklyn to, I think, Northeast Brooklyn.
That's the Brooklyn tour.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to sample all the pizza and make sure that they're all up to par. The pizza, coffee, you know, make sure they all work. But yeah, we got these shows coming up. We also have pretty much more than enough material for a second EP
awesome.
To record. So we're going to try and get the ball rolling on that as well.
What else do we got? I think we're going to shoot a music video. We haven't decided which tune's it's going to be. I mean Iggy's a decent candidate for sure. And you know, we're hopefully doing more podcasts and interviews and stuff like this, cuz this is really fun. And I think, you know, we've thought about maybe going a little bit more regional, trying to hit some Jersey shows, hit some Pennsylvania shows. That would be a lot of fun.
Coming to a town near you, Lou.
I hope so, man. I would love to check you guys out live. So why don't you go ahead and plug all your swag, like where everybody can find you on the internet and keep up with what you got going on.
NovaLanternMusic.com. That links to all of our other social medias and whatnots.
NovaLanternMusic?
Yep, .com.
NovaLanternMusic.com, and that's where you guys can, that's where everybody can find out everything that's going on. Guys, thanks for hanging out. I need to wrap up the podcast. If you can hang out for a minute, we need to do a little business when we're done. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
All right, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you, man.
It was totally my pleasure. You guys are a blast. Guys, you've been listening to Nova Lantern. We had Dr. Dan. We had Caramel Sean, Vanilla Sean, and Josh hanging out with us today. You can tell from our conversation here that these guys have a lot of fun. So go check them out. You want to go to NovaLanternMusic.com, and you can jump off to all the socials and everything from there. Great band, a great songs. Check out the EP. Make sure you guys pick it up. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Please check back often for more fun interviews, stories about great bands like this one. Also, do not miss our music podcast that we do. We're doing Monday nights now. We go live on Facebook. It is the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus with Lily Six from Rock Rage Radio and our co-host Keith the Hawk Hawkins from way down there in Nolens. You definitely want to check that out if you love great rock and metal. We play a lot of great bands that are just not getting heard on corporate media. We usually pick an interesting topic and bust each other's chops about it and have a lot of laughs. We're live on Facebook, so the fans join in. It's a big party. We drink. We have a good time. So check that out. You can get more information at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Guys, it was a lot of fun today. Nova Lantern is a great band, a great rock band. Guys after my own heart, and I really love their music. You want to go to NovaLanternMusic.com and check them out. Oh, guys, it's been a lot of fun. We'll catch you guys on the next podcast. Just remember, guys, no matter where you are, if you're in North Brooklyn, South Brooklyn, East Brooklyn, eating pizza or a pierogi, it doesn't really matter. Just remember, guys, that you, yes, you, are the revolution. Catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Yeah.